Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated May 22nd, 2015. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Teagle as a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldrith and Asclepius. Background music by Stephen J. Golden. And today we have a special guest, Coeur d'Alene. And how y'all doing today?
Doing real well. Thanks, Lord Baldrith. And how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, too. I'm glad to be on this nice three-day weekend.
Wonderful. And how are you, Coeur d'Alene?
Doing very well. Thank you both for having me on tonight.
It's a pleasure, and thanks for coming on and joining us.
Yeah, it's great to meet you, too. Good to talk to you.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to be here, and I look forward to this newscast.
Okay. So, and how have we been finding the game this week?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Haven't had as much time to play as I'd like to, but I've been trying to mess around with some of the new features and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Ah, it is. Yeah. Have you tried the QA release yet?
I played with it for about an hour one night.
Okay. Any good?
And I don't. Can we say anything about it, or? I'm not sure.
I think we can talk in general terms. Yes, because, yeah, not a lot, but, yeah, the latest, I had a very brief try yesterday. I hadn't gotten around to it until then. And in very brief general terms, I logged on, I downloaded it, I logged on, and the good news I found, apparently the innate skill point restriction has gone.
Oh, good. That's new then. I haven't...
That is new. Yes. So that is good. There are other compensating factors which I don't fully understand yet. So they're doing a rework and they're tweaking the combat system. And that's probably all you can say at the moment. And look, I think ultimately it's going to be much, much better. It'll be really enjoyable. But yeah, they're working on it, but in the very short term, in the immediate, yeah, you can put your points sort of where you like.
Did you notice that you seem to do more damage in there or not?
Funny you should ask, because, look, I don't think they'll mind too much. So it was just an unfortunate hiccup. They just released another patch, and something sort of went a little bit wrong, because you could engage in combat with anything or anybody and nobody was doing anybody any damage.
Oh,
how interesting.
Yes.
That's not enough damage.
No. And Chris put a comment up on the forum. He said, WTF, look, yeah, okay, we'll get a patch up in the morning. Sorry to get you all excited.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sure they got plenty on their plate besides all that, huh?
They have so much on their plate. I don't even know how they're managing to push out this many patches and this much for people to actually try and test. You know, you could make an argument that they'd be better to keep it in-house and finish polishing it and then push it out. But, look, they're doing it this way, and look, we all appreciate it, and we all get the chance to give input and say, yeah, we think this works, we think that works, we think that doesn't work. So, overall, it's working. But you find a lot of interesting bugs along the way.
Yeah, that's part of the whole testing process. So,
it sure is.
Bring them all up for
them. Yeah, that's right. But it'll be great to see Release 18 coming up. And yeah, that'll be coming up next week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
This release just flew by. I just feel like we just barely started it.
I know.
I agree. I mean, it seems like you blink and it's done already.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, it's good though. There's more features and stuff. But it's like, wow, am I going to start all over again or what?
Yeah, I hope we don't have to endure another wipe.
Yeah, I wish they could just like start you off at like level 30 or something. At least it wouldn't be quite so bad.
Yes. I do like, though, the experience doubler So, you know, that you get double the experience until you get to where you were last time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice experience when you do get strong enough to attack a big red spider. And I tell you, they are mean and vicious animals. But when you kill one, you get 3,600 experience points.
Yeah, I wouldn't even try taking one on until level 30 or so.
Yeah, yeah, they're tough.
I mean, I'm 31 right now, and I barely beat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's touch and go. You literally, it could go either way.
Yeah. Well, I'm level 51, and I can deal with them quite well at the moment. But I find plate and melee is the only thing I can live on.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've been trying cloth, but it gets so old dying when my spells just, I can't get them killed in time.
Exactly.
I don't have the patience, you know, I don't want to die all the time.
Yeah, there's no future in dying, is there?
No, there's not. And it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Oh my goodness, it is. You know what I've started doing to make some money is selling the books for the Scholar's Quest for like 500, you know, sometimes even 1,000 gold pieces at one of the vendors, and we'll just gobble them up.
Really?
Yeah,
that's amazing. Good on you.
Lazy and don't want to actually go and do the quest themselves. They just, you know, on there. I've sold probably 2 whole sets.
Wow,
that's fantastic.
I was going to do that with the rabbit one, but I couldn't. It wouldn't let me put anything on the vendor. It said it was full.
Oh, that's a shame.
I didn't know there was a limit. I thought it was based on your...
Yeah, account. You can only list 2 items at once.
I don't have any listed.
What, do you think maybe the vendor was full?
Well, it's almost like there's a limit on the vendor for, you know, including everyone.
I see what you're saying. Actually, yeah, there is a limit on the vendor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll have our personal vendor soon enough, but yeah.
Well, we will. That's right. I've only checked the vendors out a couple of times. I noticed a lot of things that are on there at what I thought to be totally outrageous prices. I didn't know if anybody would ever buy them.
Little weapon cut gems. Those people are really gouging people.
Yeah.
I figured everyone knew that.
And like a weapon or, you know, 50 or 100 iron ore for 10,000 gold. I think, come on.
It's crazy. I mean, I've been selling animal hides for anywhere between 1,500 to 2,500 gold pieces.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, and people are buying. I logged on just before we started this newscast, and I just sold more sets of those 10 animal hides, each for, I think one was 1,500 and the other was 1,600. Both sold.
Wow.
I guess people don't want to deal with gathering, they just want to craft.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, if I had the gold, you know, if my old trick from last release still worked with the gems in Graph Mind, and I would buy the 2 because the gathering.
Oh yeah.
Is so tedious. It's so tedious.
Yeah.
And you get so little.
Yes, and that was a good trick, wasn't it?
I miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know what?
That really made it solid because I was selling it for half the price. Then he realized if you go to Arteris, you could sell it for full price and make obviously double the money, which was where I mean, last release, I had something like 500,000 gold pieces. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, me too.
That's awesome. And yeah, this is an indicator of what the player economy is going to be like. Some people don't mind going out and gathering, and other people like going out and making money, either by killing elves or salvaging their equipment and selling it, or getting gems if they're there to be got. Each can support the other.
I've been making about 5,000 gold a run killing elves.
Great.
That's not bad. Better than nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I got my armor so it doesn't wear down as bad. I got all my innates wasted on that kind of stuff, but I hate that.
Yes.
I hate repairing
stuff. Are you selling all the equipment? Is that where you're getting the gold from?
Yeah, just selling their swords, and mostly the fighter's swords are worth more money than the archer's stuff, so I try to kill strictly fighters.
Yeah, And if you get a two-handed sword, that's worth more.
Yeah, you probably make more with the satire. Were those satyrs or something like that?
Probably.
Those guys are a little more challenging, though.
Yeah. I went out last night into the North Brightburn Woods, and I'm only just at the stage at level 51 where I can wear down one of those Ibn cultist champions.
Oh, yeah.
They're vicious.
And it takes about 10 minutes. I mean, I feel like sending out for lunch. we just sit there and swing at each other. And we gradually wear each other down, but I've got a few heal spells, so I say, no, I feel better now. Finally wear him down.
Yeah, heal's a lifesaver.
Oh, isn't it? Yes. But in the last release, when I was able to make a hybrid sort of character with leather armor, I got my fizzle rate down to zero, and I could throw a few death touches and death rays and things at them. That worked a lot better.
I don't do that only because I feel like I'm cheating.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's just one of those things. It's just a little overpowered, I think.
Yes, yes. And they are probably going to tweak all those things.
Oh, yeah.
I think I heard them say that some things are going to cost more focus. If you stack glyphs together, that'll cost you more focus to fire them. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it'll all come out in the wash.
Oh, yeah. I'm just hoping I can play a pure mage. I just don't know how that's going to work out.
Yes. Yeah, because that's what you've always wanted, isn't it?
I like playing a pure mage. I know it's usually a challenge, but it's impossible thus far.
Yes.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, unless you want to go into so many different trees, you're not really a pure mage anymore.
Sure. And have you even found that once you get up to level 50 or so, you could do it, or is that still impossible?
It's more doable, but you're squishy because you're wearing cloth, you know, unless you do it in plate and fizzle all the time. That's the survivability is just not there because of your spell damage. You don't have enough spell damage to kill anything before you get ganked.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I've actually made a couple of pieces of armor. And I tell you what, that's a challenge too, because the resources aren't very easy to find, as we were saying. You take a long time to get enough leather and enough stuff and enough material. But I've got leather chest armor and leather leggings, and both of them give a 0.1 magic bonus.
Oh, nice.
So that's good. And the resistances aren't as good as plate. But what I found last time, if you stack your earth innates, you're fairly tough.
Yes, for sure.
And fill up the focus tree so that your fizzle rate gets down to zero. So it's a compromise between reasonably tough and you can still cast spells.
Hey, you really need to add intelligence just to have enough mana to do what you need.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. Oh, there's nothing worse than running out of focus in the middle of battle.
Oh, yeah, it's all auto-attack.
No, that's terrible.
That's right.
Takes forever to kill him.
I know, that's horrible.
Yes.
Oh, but we're having fun doing it.
Oh, yeah, we got a big head start here, for once we finally launch, we'll be able to know right where to go.
That's for sure.
We'll all be old pros.
Yep, that's right. Will.
That's right. Yes. And we'll say to all the people, you young whippersnappers, you weren't here in the hard times.
Yeah,
when we were selling quest books by vendors to make.
Yes, that's right. And paying 100 or 150 gold for a repair kit that would do 5% benefit on your armor.
Oh, that's infuriating.
Those were the days.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes, yes. But we did it, and we survived. And we loved it.
And we had fun.
We did. All right, serious stuff. We have an update of the avatar, number 126. We have water.org, alive inside music bundle, Abe's Desert Biome, played D&D 1 on a teletype, at a bicocket hat, and more. Brilliant. So, good news week. Now, first item, this is exciting. Remember the Rise Up Gaming Water Org charity drive we talked about last week?
Yep.
They're sponsoring a charity marathon for water.org for people who can't get clean, safe water. The marathon started 21st, ran until the 25th, May 23rd. They will be streaming Shroud of the Avatar community events and conversing with members of the community. Right. So, good news. Last week, the Portalarium added a Make a Difference charity item to the add-on store. For everyone purchased, Portalarium will donate 50% of its share of the purchase price to the designated charity. And the backers totally blew us away with their outpouring of support. In just 1 week, they purchased over $9,000 of these items. Isn't that awesome?
Wow, that's incredible.
That just shows you how much people are willing to spend on decor. You know?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's right.
If they want to make a lot of money, just create a whole bunch of stuff for us to buy, you know? There we go.
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
That's what they're doing with this new teletype and all these new decorations.
I know. We're going to bankrupt us all.
That's for sure.
I love this stuff, though.
You put cool items into the add-on store, and people say, yes, I want that. That is lovely.
Yes.
But there you go. And over 4,000 of it being donated to water.org. Now, the items will remain in the add-on store after the weekend drive, but let's see how much we can raise, which ends on Monday, May 25th. So, there you go. Once again, we say it so often, well done, community.
Yes, good job.
That is pretty good. And here we have again a few photos. This wishing well just looks awesome.
I'm curious how big it is. It doesn't really kind of tell you that.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, I think I have a recollection. You remember the Obsidian Keep?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And I was wondering, there's a gate. One of those gates. That's it is locked. Key. The key. Yeah.
It's in the well.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the front same well?
I suspect it might be. Yeah.
That should fit on a village lot then, right?
Yes, it should.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good,
yes,
good,
yes.
Good. Unlike the stables, which doesn't fit on anything that I've ever been able to figure out.
Oh, no. Well, you're just going to have to buy a city lot then.
I've got one, but I couldn't put my house down with it there. It's huge.
I'll buy another one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. You're trying to kill me here.
Oh, yeah. So, I must confess, I rushed out and bought one of those. That's just awesome.
Yeah, I did too. The first time I saw it. Oh, gotta have it.
Yep. Beautiful. And if you buy all three, you get a bundle discount. So you get the wishing well, the cloak, and the rain cloud. So anytime you want a quick shower.
All time.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Hey, that's a good thought. I like it. I like it. Alrighty. And now we have a Who's Gaming Now game music bundle in support of Alive Inside Music and Memory. So there's more charity, more good things going on. So whosgamingnow.net is a rapidly growing community-centric gaming community with a mission statement to promote, market and support game development teams and communities from small independent titles to AAA games. Great. And they are donating 20% of the net sales of their Greenlight games and music bundle to support Alive Inside. It's a joyous cinematic exploration of music's capacity to reawaken our souls and uncover the deepest parts of our humanity. So filmmaker Rosato Bennett chronicles the astonishing experiences of individuals suffering from Alzheimer's. Now, that's a horrible disease.
Yeah.
Very
disease. It is. It's tragic, more tragic for the families.
Yeah.
The individual who's suffering often doesn't realize what's going on, but it's tough on the families. So, yeah, documents the experiences. They've been revitalized through the simple experience of listening to music. Wow. So, a stirring documentary following social worker Dan Cohen, founder of the non-profit organization Music and Memory, as he fights against a broken healthcare system. Now, that could be any country in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, that demonstrates music's ability to combat memory loss and restore a deep sense of self to those suffering with it. That sounds like really worth watching and really worth following. And Portalarium is donating the Shroud of the Avatar soundtrack, which is still in development, to support the charity drive for Alive Inside. The goal is to sell over 5,000 bundles and raise over $1,000 to donate. You can help support the cause by purchasing the bundle here.
And they're almost at 50%, believe it or not.
Really?
Wow.
Yep, 43% right now.
That is amazing. Oh. Well, again, well done, community.
That's fantastic. Awesome. We're doing great on our, doing these charities. That's great.
Aren't we? Well, that just says good things about the people in the community here.
Very generous.
We care. We have compassion. We look after each other and we look after people.
Yep. And, of course, we like our freebies.
Yeah. That's right.
They call it swag, right? Give us that and we'll take it.
Yep. That's for sure. Okay. Now, Abe's Desert Biome template. Nice. A work
Ooh,
in progress.
Gorgeous. Ooh, yes.
Yes.
Big fan of this.
It looks nice, doesn't it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. A few work in progress images.
Custom templates then?
Yeah, that's the desert template he's been working on, I think, right?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, as I understand it, I hope I'm correct, they're working on a number of templates. They've got the forest one out already, which
Pax Slayer
is sort of modified on. So you take that, you can modify it. And if you don't like the forest one, well, here's a desert one. And they will eventually bring out many others, which will be lovely.
It almost sounds like they're going to make different versions of each one, too, so that's really cool.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I hope they have a reasonable ability to modify the template for us. And say, well, we'd like a road here and a pond there and a waterfall there. And I say, yeah, cool, we can do that for you.
Definitely. We want things to look different. We don't want every town to look the same. That's what's going to make it fun.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll make it worth wandering around the land and exploring all the towns and just checking it out.
I'm going to have fun going to all the vendors and just looking around. I love doing that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Me too. Absolutely. I mean, I spent probably about 40 minutes, 6 Pax Slayer when it first opened up.
Yes. Yeah. It was awesome, huh?
Did it take you that long to find your way around?
Oh, yeah. It was huge. I mean, that's what made it so impressive.
Yes, totally
agree.
Yes,
it took a half hour just to get from one side to the other. That was awesome.
Yeah, they did such a good job on that. And hey, when you think of all the people who put in all the work and got it up and running in a few days, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited to see what our town looks like and all the other biomes.
Yep, me too. For sure.
I wonder if anyone's going to live in a swamp. I don't know if that's a viable biome.
Oh, yeah.
I know that they said they were going to do a swamp. A swamp and what, an underground Ketgag one, I think?
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, it's going to be an interesting land. It really is.
Yes, we're going to love it.
It will be great. And, I mean,
I'm really amazed at how many have player-owned towns. I mean, it's quite a high number.
Yeah, it is. I think they said last week, 202. And that's awesome. So really, there shouldn't be any land shortage for people who want a lot. There'll be a lot in the NPC towns, and then 202 player-owned towns. There's going to be land everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to look at, really. It's cool.
It's great. Yeah. Okay, and here we have a really cool device, as you were saying earlier, Cordelain. A Shroud of the Avatar teletype.
Oh, I bought it while we were doing this newscast.
Yay!
Yay! Magic! Well, there we are. A new teletype device available as a deco item in the add-on store. It's a special teletype. So by activating it, you will be able to play Richard Fleming's winning D&D 1 game from Lord British's Royal Challenge. And you can see update number 78 for details of the contest. And here we are. There's a video of the winning entry from last year's contest. And I mean, okay, it looks so basic to us now, but in the days of teletypes, that's all you had. And it takes a bit of thought and a bit of preparation and a bit of planning and a bit of coding ability. And that'd be really nice and interesting to do. So, great. Anybody who'd love one of those, it's in the add-on store. Go and get it.
Yeah, I got mine too.
Sweet.
What can I say? I'm a sucker for swag.
Yes.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, we're supporting the game, and that's what it's all about. Because every dollar that goes in means we get a better game.
That's right. They need the money, too, so it's good.
They do, yeah.
That's what I was saying. Just throw up another 100 and so items, and we'll buy them, you know?
Yes, that's right.
Anything. Yeah,
and we get swag. So.
Yes, we like it.
Yes. But you'll need a bigger house to put it in.
I know.
Or reason to buy that city lot.
That's right. I need another city lot for all my stuff.
Yes. Oh, great. All right. Now we have the Release 18 Grand Tour Quest Reward. And guess what it is?
Ooh.
It's a hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
A Robin Hood hat.
You gentlemen know why I'm so excited about this hat?
Because no.
Get this hat. And pretend that I'm King Graham of Daventry from those old King's Quest games. I don't know if you all have ever played those.
Yeah, I've played those. Games.
This reminds me of that exactly.
It's right.
Oh, that's great.
Right. He had a little green hat on, didn't he?
He did indeed.
Yep, I played all the King's Quest.
Awesome. Oh, that's great. Now, I'm sorry, I never got around to King's Quest. But, oh, look, it does look like a very cool hat. So I'm going to have to get that one.
I think Gabriel will want that one, too. It looks like an archer hat.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It's very nice.
Oh, I love the feathers on it. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, it is. It's beautiful. And I love the virtue symbol on the side. That's nice.
Now we know what that is.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, is that what this, when did they announce that's the virtue symbol?
Oh, we embarrassed ourselves a few weeks ago by saying what a wonderful symbol it was, and we wondered what it was. And I think it was Amber who said, "That's the virtue symbol, boys."
Well, that just shows you how much we know.
Either.
You didn't know either?
No, not at all.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good. I don't feel so bad then.
That's right. Yeah. So that's what it is, apparently. And oh, love it. Love the flowing style of it, the feathers on it. I'm going to have to get that one. But I'll only have a couple of weeks, unfortunately.
But, oh, yeah. Are you going to get to play 18 much?
Yeah, I will. I'll be back in the middle of June. So, yeah, I'll get a couple of weeks in.
Yeah, you have a week or two.
Yep. Yeah, so I should be right. I should manage to get it. And if they don't wipe all their experience and abilities, I'll have a reasonably strong character to run around with.
You can always go with somebody that knows what they're doing. That helps.
Yeah, it sure does. Oh, absolutely.
There's Matt Herman's video open. It was helpful.
Yes. Yeah, there's been a few occasions where I've either used Matt Herman's video, which is awesome, or gone with somebody else. And hey, you get two or three or four people wandering through a dungeon, it makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had my new little character that was doing like level 15, and it was rough. That last one was all dungeons.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, and those elves in the Soul Town dungeon, they're not nice.
Oh, there's a lot of them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not friendly elves at all.
Oh, no. I noticed they made it so you could talk to the guy while you're being hit, so that was a nice improvement.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that. Okay, yes, what, can you say stop hitting me?
You can even be in combat and he'll talk to you now, so it's great.
Really?
You remember that on that one that you had to go in the middle of that graveyard and you couldn't get out of combat?
Okay, no, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was the third or fourth hat. It was, you know, in Deep Ravenwood or somewhere out there. Oh, it was just horrible.
Yes. Yeah.
At level 10, you know, you had to be like level 30 to be good there.
Yes, true. Yeah, oh, that was awful. Well,
oh,
what a lot of people did was just rush up to the tour guide, say hello, and die.
Yeah, if you get lucky enough to say hello. Sometimes he ignores you.
Exactly.
And I'm dead, right. And I still don't have my hat. Thanks.
Yes. Okay, and time's running out to get your R17 quest reward. Hurry, because... Look, it finishes on May 28th, and that's only 5 days away. So if you haven't got your Fez hat by then, you won't get it. It will be a rare. But to help you, we have the ever awesome Mad Hermit's How to Get the Fez Hat video. And his videos are absolutely brilliant.
Top of the line.
Just don't tell that to him because it'll go to his head.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we have Player Owned Towns and Lord of the Manor Pledges. We have a Twin Spire Manor City Home. Oh, okay. Nice.
That's a nice house.
Lovely. They began working on the submission form. Winfield created the first draft, and he noted that we simply listed at on-store homes without any further clarity. They realized it could be an issue because in the store, different sized homes had different costs. So it would lower the value of homes if you'd select all town-sized homes, since they were more expensive than village or row. Okay. So what are we doing here? To add clarity to the description, increase both the number and size of homes you could select as you move up to a bigger player-owned town. So in our pledges, we have row, village, town, and city lots. So we just replicated those sizes in this plan and modified the description from the website. We all reviewed the change and none of us caught the super obvious issue. We have never had any city-sized buildings in the add-on store.
Ah.
Right. But they didn't realise it was an issue. And they had to decide if we'd revert to the original description or leave the newer description but strike through the word city. We chose the latter to maximise transparency. But they neglected to explain why we had to make the change. Okay, so... To fulfill our promise of city-sized homes, we're going to resurrect the original Lord of the Manor house and provide that as the city-sized option you can pick from for your player in town. So if you've got a city, you can have one of these towns, these houses. Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's a nice benefit.
It is.
Yeah, I think that's pretty sweet.
So that means that if you own a metropolis... You can earn up to 4 additional city-sized homes. Very nice. But that's a good thing that they've done.
Yeah, that would be a pretty cool house to have, you know, to use when you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah. And there's a picture of it.
And I've toured that house. It's beautiful.
Oh, nice. It does look very nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And with all the swag we're buying, you know, this is where we can finally fit it all in.
Yeah, we need that house, yeah. But look at the entryway in it. It's really nice.
It is. It's a lovely sort of arched entryway, a couple of spires, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 levels.
Yep. I got lost in that house. It's big.
Lord Baldur, if you can find your way around your basement, you won't get lost anywhere.
Yeah, I didn't say I could, though. It's not as bad as that castle arena basement. Oh, man, that's horrible.
Really?
Me and Style were wandering through that, and we had to zone out. We could not figure out how to get back out.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's nice to be big, but hey, I'd never be able to find anything down here.
Just take a ball of string with you.
Yeah, no. Some popcorn or something, leave a path.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. And now we can move on to an important community service announcement. Most of you, or hopefully all of you, are aware that this broadcast and many other broadcasts come to you via Avatars Radio. And Avatars Radio, as you know, is a really, really important part of the game. It is one of the core features and facilities in this wonderful game of ours. It provides commentary on pretty much every in-game event that's happening. It plays wonderful music. It showcases the artistic, literary, storytelling talents of the community. It's an essential part of in-game plays, theatrical events, everything like that. And many of you may not be aware that it actually costs a moderate amount of money to run this service. I can try to put it briefly or quickly. We haven't got to the stage yet where the community is generating enough music and enough content to keep the station going 24/7. So they play a lot of what you call commercial music, which is great and it's lovely. And in today's world, if a musician plays a song and records it, a radio station plays it, they'll say, well, I'll have a piece of that, thanks very much, because that's how I make my living. You wouldn't want people playing your stuff for free if you were a musician. So that's how the system works. Now, evidently, the licensing people, the people who administer these things, work on the basis of audience. If you're broadcasting to an incredibly small audience, like a little hick radio station in a country town at 3 o'clock in the morning when there are two people awake maybe, they're not going to charge you much. If you're running a commercial in the halftime entertainment break in the Super Bowl, it's going to cost a real lot because your audience is huge. Well, I am delighted to say that Avatars Radio has been an outstanding success, which is great. And they measure the success according to the number of people listening and how many hours. If one listener listens for 1 hour, well, that's one ATH. 100 listeners for an hour is 100 ATHs. Okay. Last April, a year ago, we had 788 of them. This year, 13,244. Now that is huge growth. That is awesome. So many people are listening to Avatars Radio, enjoying the music, the message, the sponsorship, the showcasing, and everything that it provides. That's the good news. The not so good news is the royalties have gone up. And yeah, they're not quite covering costs. So what we as a community can do about it is support them. And if you go to avatarsradio.com, there is a Patreon link. Just press the Patreon button. It will take you to the page where you can make a small contribution to help Avatars Radio keep the moon towers up and keep broadcasting good news, good stuff, and good content to the whole community. So I would thoroughly endorse and encourage everybody to do that. If you could afford $5 a month, that will really help Avatars Radio keep going and keep doing their wonderful work and their awesome mission of keeping the community entertained. Anything more to say about that?
I just wanted to say that Avatars Radio is an integral part of the game, and we really need it. It helps with lots of in-game events and lots of the stuff we do, and it's really important to support the radio, because sometimes it gets forgotten that it's not a free service, and we just all need to do our best to support the radio. So do what you can.
Absolutely. Okay, so
I'm now a recent supporter myself, so I appreciate you guys letting me know about the situation, because you're right, it's part of the game, and it makes it tremendously fun and accessible, and it's great because it's driven by the players, you know, us, making our community even more enjoyable and incredible than it already is.
Well done, and thank you so much, Cordeline. That is brilliant.
That's awesome. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Even if you say, I'm going to forego 2 cups of coffee this month, and I'm going to support Avatars Radio. And that will help them get to where they need to be. So, I couldn't endorse that more strongly. Check out the avatarsradio.com page. Have a look at the little Patreon button. And see what you can do. Okay. Now, weekend community events. Again, there's a great lineup of in-game events for the community to do. And again, the community does so many things. This is part of the rich fabric of a game. It's not just a game, it's a community.
Yeah, for sure.
We have the Novian Academy, a PvP 30-day event, the Deco Contest leading to a pub crawl. Nice. Gonna have to go on that.
Yeah, I want to see that.
The Daily Breakfast Club, though, offering a time when people from around different time zones can gather at Wodey's Pub in Paxlayer. Shardfall Madness in the Royal Rumble. Phoenix Republic Open Night. Very nice. Have you got a story or a song?
Cool.
Want to do some stand-up? Every Thursday, the audience will vote on the winner of the weekly prize. Just things are getting more and more varied, more and more interesting, and more fun.
Yeah, that's neat.
There's a beach party, Paxley working hours, the first Soldiers Memorial Ball at Paxlayer, Saturday 9:30 a.m. Very nice.
Cool.
In honour of good service rendered by the Town Guard and the soldiers of the Free States of Novia, the town of Paxlayer will be hosting the first Soldiers Memorial Ball at Winfield's Castle. Lovely.
Very neat.
And 11, the Church of the Dark Star, Saturday service. Crafting Fair at BMC, Rise Up Gaming, streaming. Yeah. They'll be streaming from 2 o'clock. Lovely. Port Phoenix Storytelling Event. And a 1 versus 1 tournament at 5 o'clock. If anybody's still alive from the previous ones.
Yeah.
Sunday Exploring Movia, Phoenix Republic Town Hall, a 4B maze event. I still haven't done that maze, you know.
Yeah, me neither. I haven't.
Oh, I'll have to get... You guys need to check it out. It's really worth the experience. It's a lot of fun. Very well done.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I can believe it, too, because they do such a good job.
Yes, those mazes are just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have Gust Ball at 3 o'clock.
That's, I don't know that's, sort of that. That's really sense. Popular. It's cool.
It's fun. Okay. A Gridiron Feast, First Blood, Pax Lair Meeting, and Fishing. Very nice. Okay. Now, The Bard's Tale 4 is coming to Kickstarter. Lovely.
Awesome.
Brian Fargo and his team, they're reviving one of our favourite RPG series, The Bard's Tale. Bard's Tale 4, kicking off June the 2nd. They've got an official site there. So they're going to help drive the revival of the dungeon crawler genre. It's a single-player, party-based CRPG with dynamic phase-based combat, challenging puzzles and riddles, and a game heavily invested in music set to gorgeous Gaelic songs. So if you're invited, if you are as excited as we are to see one of the most amazing RPG series live again, head over to In Exile's Bard's Tales 4 site and sign up to be notified of their Kickstarter launch. Lovely. Oh, there's a lot of games coming up.
Yeah, those are classics.
Yeah, that's great. And Blade of the Avatar Pledge Reward and Add-ons expiring May 31st. Be warned, in preparation for an upcoming publishing agreement with a publisher, the Blade of the Avatar novel, both digital and printed, are expiring on May 31st. After that, it won't be in the add-on store anymore. It'll probably be in a bookstore eventually.
Exactly. Yeah, I hope anyway, right?
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure. Amazon.
Yes. Yeah, so that'll be good. But, hey, if you want to get it from the add-on store, jump in and get it now. Okay, and the stuff that we tell you every week, but in case there's a few new arrivals, in case you don't know, where are your pledge rewards and your add-on items? You've just logged in, you've just joined up. Where are all your pledges? They're in the bank. Go to a bank, you'll find everything there. You can just unload it, carry it home, do what you like with it. If you want to use a bank as storage for your items, if you haven't got a house yet, that's great. Just remember, if you put it in the bank in Ardoris, that's where your items will be. You can't get them out in Braemar or anywhere else. You can see them, but you can't get them out from there. Okay, and you can upgrade your bank size if you need to with real money or game money. Okay, store credit conversions. Again, if you want to convert any of your add-on items to store credit, you have to do it before logging in, because once you've logged in, it's regarded that you have got them and you can't change them after that. If you decide you want to change things back to credit and buy two village lots instead of a city lot or something, that's fine, but you'll have to wait until the next major wipe. Then everything is reset. And make sure you go to the add-on store and do all of that before you log in again. Okay. And Steam access keys available for all backers. Playing through Steam is a great way to go. The downloads are fast and reliable, and it seems to work really well. Also, word of mouth marketing. We definitely recommend that. There's nothing so powerful as being able to say to your friends, family, whatever, honestly, this is a great game. I really love it. And if you want to go to the Facebook page and like it, that's a big influence, and write a positive review on Steam. That's great. Okay. And finally, if you have a monthly layaway plan, You do need to remember that the credit card companies don't cancel these automatically. You just need to keep an eye on it. When you get to near where you need to be, pop in, cancel it manually, and finish it off. Otherwise, you will be a lord of the manor, and you will be broke. Which we don't mind. And it'd be good for the game, but you wouldn't be happy. So keep an eye on that.
Beware.
Yes. Okay. So I think that's about the news of the week. And so we could use a little bit of time, I guess, to start interrogating our special guest.
Yeah.
So, Coeur d'Alene, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Shroud? And what, do you have a history with Ultima?
Sure. So, I think, like most of us here, do have a history with Ultima. First Ultima I ever played, actually, was for the Nintendo back when I was a little kid, getting Ultima 3, actually. And yep. That just me hooked from there, and I've played every single one after that, 5 and 7 being my favorites, even into the online days back in 1997. God, this is really dating me. been talking and just, reading about in the forums, chatting with ourselves and other community members, just the whole lore and history of all the Ultima games, and how, if you didn't give that beggar that gold piece, well, your compassion virtue is sorely lacking, and if you attacked that villager, well, that's not very valorous. So
yeah,
or if you run away, that's not valorous. The whole concept behind all that was just so unique for the time, and I thought it was so incredible, the size and scope of the games, that that really just made Ultima, especially 5 and 7, just such tremendous games to play. And then when I heard about Shroud, I can't really recall, I think I was just surfing the web and googling Ultima, and this popped up, and I signed on immediately. I couldn't believe I missed it for so long.
Yes.
I know what you all kind of felt.
Yeah, and I think it is really fulfilling the previous heritage.
I agree. I think they're doing a really good job of kind of showing, all right, well, we know Lord British is obviously in this world. He obviously left Britannia at some point and came here. And we don't really know the backstory quite yet on all that, but having read Blade of the Avatar and really delving into as much of the lore as you can find in the game and in forums, it's really quite interesting how they're tying it all together. And I think, like always, Mr. Garrett's doing a really good job of piecing it all together and making it very comparable and a good tie-in to the Ultima series.
Yeah, I agree. It's an awesome game. I think he sort of rewrote the gaming genre in many ways. And that kind of approach had never been done before. And it was just revolutionary and groundbreaking.
It was the most exciting thing in the world when I first played Ultima Online. It was like, wow, there's a whole bunch of people here.
Yes.
Yeah, with that graphical, that graphic interface, the time was just really incredible.
Yeah.
It was so far ahead of its time. It was so cool.
Yeah, I have to confess that I didn't actually get into Ultima Online because I guess I figured that I didn't know how much time I'd have, and I was always afraid that, well, everybody else would rush and get so far ahead of me, and I'd be this weak, pathetic little character that I wouldn't be able to do anything. I didn't get into it until after I'd found Shroud, and I thought, I'm going to have to work out how to play an online game. So I established an account, and I thought, this is cool, this is how it works.
It was really epic for the time, and still epic.
Yes. Well, I met a few people there. Admittedly, I was playing on the Oceania Shard, which is a bit of a ghost town, I have to admit, because there's not many people around. But met a few people, and they're lovely, and they still love it just as much as they ever did. And you walk into some of their houses, and boy, they've decorated them up so beautifully, and I don't know how long it would have taken them. I asked one person how long he'd been playing. He said about 15 years.
Yep.
Wow.
So yeah, it's been an awesome success story, really, and an awesome game. I just hope Shroud lasts as long.
No, yeah, sure absolutely. It will. Sure it will.
Yep.
Because they're going to expand 5 episodes out. They're going to put the features in that everyone wants to see. I just think it's going to get better and better.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. Yes. Yeah. I'll just be happy when I can sail my little boat around the islands.
That's what we're waiting for, that boating feature. Come on.
Little boat?
Yeah, it'll happen.
Boating and fishing. Come on.
Yeah. Maybe episode 2.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's real big in games nowadays, getting on your boat.
Yes.
And ultimately, you could get those sea lions or sea serpents after you when you were out in sea. It was pretty cool.
It was. That's right. Yes.
Well, let's just hope one thing, Roman. Let's hope that it's not like Ultima 10, Ultima Ascension, because that silly boat was ridiculous.
Oh, I didn't play Ultima 10. Did that come out?
Oh, not 10. Oh, sorry.
Ascension? 9. 9. Yes. 9. Yeah.
Yeah, 9 was different.
It was different. It was strange in ways.
I was playing Diablo at the time. I played 9.
Yeah.
It was really buggy, though. It seemed like a lot of things didn't work on it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I encountered lots of bugs in that. Again.
I liked it, but, you know.
It was one of those things that was owned by EA and pushed out the door really before it was ready.
Yeah, they really destroyed it. But the best part about that darn game was what the collector's edition was, all the swag that came with it. Other than that,
yes,
it was just terrible. But
yeah, the trinkets and the collectibles, they were great. Yeah,
it had the same graphics as Ultima Online, I think. It seemed like they were really similar.
Okay, yeah,
it's about the same era though. I think it came out in 99 or something.
No, yeah, it was 99. Yeah,
2 years later, something like.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it for what it was, but I think if the guys take their time over this and release it when it's ready, it'll be great.
Yes, the worst thing to do is release a game before it's ready, because then no one wants to play it once it comes out.
That's for sure. That's absolutely right. Okay, well, I think it might be time to wind it up and get back to some serious questing and
Elf
slaying.
Yay, elf slaying.
Yes.
Raise another 4 or 5 levels so we can get more double experience, right?
That's right, exactly. Yep. And I will bid everybody a fond farewell, because I am going to disappear for a few weeks.
Have fun, for sure.
Enjoy your trip.
Thank you very much. I will. I will think of you every day, of course. And I will miss being in New Britannia, but it won't be too long before I'll be back again.
That's right. You'll be back.
I'll leave you in Lord Baldur's tender hands.
Wonderful.
Yeah. He'll look
after you. Yeah, we'll muddle through.
Yeah. You can do it.
I used to do this thing alone, so...
Well, that's right. Yeah.
That was rough.
My
3 minute.
Let me join in and be a part. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's great to have you, Cordland. Yeah.
It's awesome having you. Appreciate you filling in, and it's great talking to you, too.
Absolutely. Vice versa, and I hope to be able to do some more with you guys.
Oh, good on you.
Many a stories to do still, so it's good stuff. Well, I guess I'll take us out. The awesome background music you are hearing for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Teagle for the technical work on the newscast. Once again, please support Avatars Radio. The radio needs your support to continue to make the magic of this program, podcast, music, and events possible. Please go to www.avatarsradio.com and click on the Patreon link. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Lord Baldrith and...
Asclepius.
And...
Coeur d'Alene.
With Echoes from the Caverns.